USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today. The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. West took the opportunity to talk about stop and frisk.
The thing that head of the police and Mike Sachs met with me last night at the Soho House about was we feel that stop and frisk does not help the relationships in the city. And everyone that knew I was coming here said asked about stop and frisk. That's the number one thing that we're having this conversation about.
The cleanup in the panhandle of Florida continues after Hurricane Michael. Republican Governor Rick Scott said things will never be the same.
This monstrous storm has devastated our Gulf Coast and our panhandle. So many lives have been changed forever. So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
It could cost more to use snail mail soon. In Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
With continued falling revenues, the U.S. Postal Service is now looking to raise the price of a first-class stamp by 10% to 55 cents. The jump would be among the largest one-time increases in postal rates in history. The USPS Board of Governors also proposing higher rates on shipping and other services to try to offset those falling revenues. The rate hikes would still need approval, though, from the Postal Regulatory Commission. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House expects North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson to be released by the Turkish government and returned to the United States in the coming days. The details are unclear, but all the charges against Brunson would be dropped, and the United States is going to ease economic pressure on Turkey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump signed the Music Modernization Act into law, officially passing the most sweeping reform to copyright laws in decades. The bill revamps Section 115 of the U.S. Copyright Act and aims to bring copyright law up to speed for the streaming era. Kid Rock was at the White House for the signing of the bill today.
A big part of this bill that I'm a huge fan of is for the unsung songwriters out there. There's so many who have written the songs that no one will ever see at any level, and everybody knows this business of music is a pretty dirty business. There's a lot more that needs to be done here. We need to go after record companies next for things like free goods and things like that. But this is a great start to protect songwriters, producers, engineers, the unsung heroes behind many of these songs that go out there. People like myself, who are maybe more at the top of the food chain, it really doesn't affect as much. But I know many people it does affect. So this is going to help out in a big, big way and be a great start for hopefully a lot more to follow in the future. So thank you again.
Thank you. As the cleanup continues, as Hurricane Michael wreaked havoc across the Florida panhandle, some businesses have been accused of price gouging for essential items such as gasoline and water. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi said her office will not tolerate any of this.
Of course, you see the fuel stations trying to jack their prices up. I talked to one of the sheriffs yesterday, and he personally went out and started yelling at a fuel station, and they dropped their prices even lower after he did that.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business, and Bondi also in that interview called out a gas station by name for charging too much for water. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.